Kal Kadosh, we're going to continue with the different halachot, which are prevalent to Rosh Hashanah. One of them is a very famous concept about the simanim. Minhag of Bnei Yisrael is to eat the different simanim, the foods which represent different things on Rosh Hashanah, because of the concept of siman hamiltahi. This is actually a Gemara in Horayot, Yud Bet Amud Aleph. There it says somebody should always accustom themselves to eat at the beginning of the year for a good siman, a good sign or omen, kra, squash, leeks, beets, dates. And it's a very good siman. And they continue also having a play on words that each one, when it says karti, which is a leek, so it's yikartu oyevenu vesonenu, so it's like to cut off, and so on and so forth, that which we do. The minhag, there's actually two different minhagim. Some people do the minhag on both nights, the exact same. Some people will add, and they'll do that the second night they'll add the rimon. Some people do another type of a seder. So some people only do the first night. Majority of the minhagim do the same order both nights, except for they do add, for example, the pomegranate for Shechianu and other things. However, though, what we're going to focus now on is when do we do the simanim? Do we do it after kiddush, before amotzi, before the netilat edayim, immediately after the kiddush, or do we do it after the hamotzi? So the original minhag, or the minhag, the long time ago was to do it before the amotzi, but there are people nowadays that do it afterwards. Each person can continue the minhag. We'll just explain them though. This minhag is brought down in the Tur, that the Tur says in Ashkenaz they had a minhag of eating these things bitchilat ha-seuda, the beginning of the seuda. So it's probably after Hamotzi, and that's what's brought down in the Matei Ephraim, Kisru Shulchan Aruch Gansfried also, and so on and so forth. And the Rav Ovadia as well. Now he says, and he says because it's proper not to do it then because you're not getting into a beracha charona problem. That's actually one of the problems that we have, is that we know that if we eat a kezait, 28 grams of any types of those foods, you would have to make beracha charona. Halakha l'maaseh, we do not make beracha charona because of safek berachot la'akel, that when we have a doubt, we do not make the beracha. However, though, in order not to get into the machloket, we try to eat less than a kezait. But we usually are going to be mitzaref, which means we are going to combine all the different foods together to make a kezait, which becomes very difficult when we're eating all these different types of foods. However, though, the Maharam Papira Shenor Tzadikim wrote down that we may have minhag of the night of Rosh Hashanah to eat apples and honey immediately after the kiddush, and also brings down Rabbi Yifael Aharon ben Shimon in his Sefer Ner Pekod. And that was a minhag of Rabim Ushlemim. And the reason why is because since this was given as a simanat tava, a good sign on this night, so it's the first thing that you're supposed to do at the beginning of the night. Obviously, we can't do the simanim before kiddush, because you're not allowed to eat before kiddush. But the second that you already did kiddush, the first thing that you're going to taste, that's a siman, which is hinted in the name, is eating this. And not after the seudah, or in the middle of the seudah, or right after you already did amotzi, and you start filling yourself up. Because if not, then where do you see that it's the sign just for this? And that was the minhag, to do it beforehand. Also in the Sidur, Knesset HaGdola, also says that was the minhag of Bnei Teman, and that's Kvod Yom Tov, and they do it without Efsek, because immediately they do it, and then afterwards they do Netilat Edayim. So it's all like one concept, there's no Shinui Makom, no Efsek, no nothing, it's like Pesach. Pesach, immediately after Kiddush, we don't do Amotzi, we don't do the Matzah. We have first the berachot on the irakot, we first have the celery, and then we pour the cup of wine, we say the Agadah, we start doing all these things, and then afterwards we do Netilat Edayim and Hamotzi. Rashut Mayim Chaim says that it was also minhag to do it before Netilat Edayim Hamotzi. Nachalat Avot brings down that that's also the minhag of the Jews of Libya. And the Alei Hadas brings down that the first minhag of the Tunisians was also to do it right after the Kiddush, before Netilat Edayim. And in nowadays, contemporary times, now there's a lot of families that are doing it after the Hamotzi. However, though, you do see, though, that there is a very strong basis to the original minhag that it was done before Hamotzi. Again, nowadays, there's a concept of doing it also after Hamotzi. There's a few different reasons as well. It was all sort of mashash and so on and so forth. And therefore, whichever minhag you're going to go by, you have what to rely on, but you do know what was, whichever one you have a very strong basis to rely on, and you don't have to worry about any other problems as well.